You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me. We're looking at the doctrine of Christ here today and this week. If you'd like a copy of this, I encourage you, keep a copy of this or write to me. Send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com, and let me send you a blank that I have. Well, it's actually seven blanks. But let me send you the blanks already filled in on this, the 7 points that make up the doctrine of Christ. What do you know and believe about Jesus? Do you know and believe that he was born of a virgin? We're going to look at the perils in this sermon here come the end of the week, Thursday or Friday, probably Friday, at the dangers of not believing that. Especially number three, where point number three is God took a body. And each one of these is a scripture reference or two. God took a body, John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh. Or great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. These are the 7 points that make up the doctrine of Christ. If you'd like a copy of this CD, once again, write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. If you'd like a copy of the handout with every one of these scripture references that you're going to hear all week, write to me at that email address. If you would like a copy of my New Testament Bible, the EMTV, you can send me a gift of any amount to help to offset the cost of radio, and I'll be glad to send you one of my New Testament Bibles, whatever it is, to get this CD into your hands and this handout with all these scripture verses. What do you know and believe about Jesus? Okay, this is part two again of this message. This will play the rest of the week. If you missed part one, you can go to WGODradio.com. You'll find the link on there, the doctrine of Christ.
Now, with every one of these, I'm going to give you at least one scripture reference. Here you've got Matthew 1, 21 through 23. You also can write on there Isaiah 7:14 for the Old Testament, which is where Jesus would have taken someone when they asked him that question. He didn't have a New Testament. He used the Old to prove who he was. You don't need a New Testament to prove who Jesus is. Use your Old to prove it. When God said to the devil way back in Genesis chapter 3, the day is coming, Smedley, where someone's coming, and he's going to put the hurt on you. And he's going to crush your head. That promise goes all the way back to there. To the prophet saying, out of you, Bethlehem, is going to come forth one whose beginnings are from the beginning, from time everlasting. You don't need the New Testament to prove Jesus. Number one, he's born of a virgin. Matthew 1:21. She will bring forth a son. You will call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. That's what his word, that's what the name Jesus means. It means Jehovah is salvation. That's what Jesus means. Now, all this was done so that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, that would be Isaiah, saying, behold, the Parthenos will be with child and will bring forth a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us. Why is this so important? Why is this non-negotiable? Because if Jesus is not born of a virgin, if the nature of Christ is not supernatural, but just run-of-the-mill ordinary, then Jesus was born with a sin nature. My new catchphrase for all of these is this: a sinner cannot save you from your sins. No matter how good he is, or she, or it, a sinner can't save you from your sins. Even David said in Psalm 51:5, it's not on your handout, it's another verse. Psalm 51:5, he said, in sin, my mother conceived me. Not so with Jesus. He was born from above. He didn't have a sin nature. Yet he had real blood in his veins. He was the Son of Man and the Son of God at the same time. If you don't believe in this doctrine, then you don't believe in the doctrine of Christ, and according to the Bible, you don't have God. And I personally will declare to you, you are not Christian. If you don't believe Jesus was born of a virgin, I, Pastor Paul, say to you, you are not Christian. Don't deceive yourself into thinking that you are. If you don't believe in the virgin birth, then you don't believe in the Bible. And if you don't believe in the Bible, then you're calling God a liar. And I don't recommend that. He wouldn't take too kindly to you calling him a liar. See, this is the rub, and that is people don't believe the Bible anymore. I've come to the understanding and belief, and not just me, Martin Luther 500 years ago understood it when he wrote sola scriptura in Latin. That means the word alone. This is our authority. Not me, not a pope, not Jesus' mother, not tradition. Sola scriptura, the word of God alone. We stand and believe in the word of God alone. And this is where we get our truth from. Not even man's interpretation. You know, I go around this hill so many times. When I share with people that have left the faith to go to follow the law now, I say to them, the Bible says Jesus Christ is the end of the law. Romans 10:4. And they write back to me, well, Rabbi Suarez writes in the year 10, and then they give me an 80-page theory of what some man wrote. I don't care what a man wrote. The Bible says Jesus Christ is the end of the law for righteousness for those that believe. That's all that we need. I saw a TV show once. It was Ken Ham and Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and it was like 6 hours long. It was a debate on where the world came from. Where did creation come from? And after 6 hours, I still never heard the answer. For those on the radio, I'm looking for the verse right now. It's not that hard to find. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says, God created everything. Read the last four chapters of Job if you doubt that. And God will speak to you and he'll say, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Were you around when I did all this? This is God's message to Bill Nye, the Science Guy. Where were you? Were you around? Does lightning call you by name? Have you numbered all the stars? Do you play with Maseroth and his kids? Where were you when I did all this? That's all we need to do. Believe the Bible. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament, his handiwork. There's no debate. The evolution debate is 30 seconds long. My advice to you, take God at his word and believe what he says. Simplest cure ever. What must I do to be saved? Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. Look at all the things people do today to try to find eternal life. Jesus says, repent and believe the gospel. It's simple. That's why the Apostle Paul called it the simplicity that is in Christ. It's so simple, a child can and does understand it. Number two is Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. Scripture verse, Hebrews 4:14. Again, Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. Seeing we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we might become, or we might be made, the righteousness of God in him. Definitely non-negotiable. Jesus Christ knew no sin. He never sinned. If he had sinned, then his sacrifice would have been worthless, and his blood is tainted as yours or mine. And again, a sinner cannot atone for your sins. You know, let me stop too and interject for a minute. It's always the doctrine of Christ that Satan attacks. Have you noticed that? It's always the lies and deceptions about Jesus. That's the common denominator with cults and with those that have gone astray theologically, is Jesus. It's always him. If Satan can corrupt your thinking, if he can corrupt the doctrine of Christ in your heart, well, Paul wrote a little leaven leavens the whole lump, which means leaven or yeast works its way through a batch of dough. Once it gets in there, before you know it, the whole batch of dough is permeated with yeast. And it's the same thing with sin. Once Satan can permeate you and you have you accept one little thing that's contrary to God, then that sin, like leaven, spreads throughout your whole body, and before you know it, you've been deceived. And before you know it, you've been taken out. James said in James 1:15, sin, when it's finished with you, will bring it forth death. All he needs, or all it takes, is a little hunk of deception, which a person then swallows, hook, line, and sinker, to use a fishing term. So do you believe the scholars? Your Jesus was now delivered from a young woman instead of a virgin, like some Bibles will have you, with a sin nature, like a baby, thus making him a sinner, like a child. All because you believe the scholar on television. Number three, God took a body. God took a body. John 1:14, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And this one's my favorite, 1 Timothy 3:16. It says, without controversy, meaning it's not even up for discussion. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. : God was manifested in the flesh.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3.